This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. The cost of medications are going through the roof. Take, for example, cancer medicines. Let's say we want to treat metastatic melanoma, a skin cancer. The cost of medication alone is $120,000 for four treatments, which might extend life a few months. We're at the point where the majority of new cancer drugs cost at least $20,000 for a 12-week course, and often people need multiple courses and multiple drugs. Because most metastatic cancers are incurable, people rarely use just one or even the best drug, as they might say, with an infection. They typically cycle through all available drugs until they eventually die of their disease. So unlike with antibiotics or antidepressants, there is no competition amongst manufacturers. Everyone's drug will eventually be used. These expensive treatments lead to personal bankruptcies and rapidly rising healthcare costs. So why are drug prices so high? Not surprisingly, there are two sides of the issue. The pharmaceutical companies claim that drug development, manufacturing, and research costs are what lead to the high prices. Now, cancer drugs do cost more to bring to market, but their profits are much greater, and the government provides drug companies with large incentives to make cancer treatments highly profitable. The other side points out that cancer makers have a monopoly on treatments and that doctors often gravitate toward prescribing expensive, newer drugs compared to older ones. How much are we willing to pay for an extra month or two of life, which is often the benefit of newer drugs compared to older ones? I don't have an answer, but we clearly need to have these discussions. There is also one other policy that drives up medication costs. Despite the fact that the federal government pays for nearly half of all health care, a Republican Congress, pushed by a powerful pharmaceutical lobby, has prohibited the government from engaging in competitive price negotiations with manufacturers to get lower drug prices. So if the government wants to purchase toilet seats or pens or cars, they require a bidding process to let the marketplace control costs. This is not allowed to happen with drugs. Bidding for drugs saves private American insurance companies and foreign countries billions of dollars. But our federal government is forbidden from bidding. It is time for the U.S. to get tough on drug pricing and allow for competitive bidding. It is also time for us to have some difficult discussions about how much we are willing to pay for the cost of care at the end of life. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.